Hello, Power Achievers. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist and Business Coach Pat Council. Have you ever wondered what it really takes to establish passive income? Well, today on Designing Your Life Today, I am going to share a few truths about passive income. You do not want to miss this. At some point, you're either rebuilding, transitioning, or figuring out how to level up in life. No matter where you are in life, success begins in the present moment. It's all about developing you and designing your life today. The exciting news is you can start where you are and you can win bigger than ever by deciding to build your ultimate dream life and fund your dream life by building your dream business. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that brings you the truth about what it takes to achieve. We discuss both the science and art behind becoming successful at achieving your life and business goals. I'm your host, goal achievement strategist, author, and business coach, Pat Council. This is the podcast where you get strategies, you'll get some education, you'll get ideas, and most importantly, you'll get inspired to get results. It's time to open your mind and get ready to release the power of your magnificent mindset. This is how we do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Council. And on this Thriving Thursday, we're going to talk about the truth about passive income. Everyone is looking for passive income. And I think the reason people want to have that passive income is because somehow in our minds, we get this picture that all I have to do is nothing. I can just coast along and set it up. The money's going to just roll in and everything is just going to be peaches and cream. So I want to kind of give you guys the truth about passive income, give you a little bit of insight into passive income. If you are working on establishing your own type of passive income, so there's some things that you want to keep in mind. And I think that because, you know, people, it's not that we don't want to work. I think that people want to be able to have the freedom to do what they want with their time. A lot of times you go to some of the passive income websites or some of their courses and things that you're offered, they're offering, and they'll have the picture with the guy sitting at the beach with his computer in his lap, or the girl, she's stretched out next to a pool and she's on her computer and showing that they're making tons of money. The thing about passive income, it is a very real thing. So that's the good part about it. And really, it's all good. But I want to start out by telling you that if you're going for the passive income, be prepared to work. And you go, wait a minute, that doesn't match because I just wanted to be passive. I mean, there are courses out there where they say, okay, if you buy this product, you're going to be up and running within 24 hours. And before you know it, you're going to be loaded. You're going to make tons of money. And so you spend a lot of money to get this program only to find that, first of all, it's not the easiest program to set up, as easy as they claimed it would be. But everything takes work is my point. The point that I'm getting to is that there's no way you're going to set something up and it's just going to make you rich overnight where you don't have to do anything. So the truth, the first truth I want to share about passive income is that you have to work at it. It's not a get rich quick scheme. It is not the know all end all. In other words, it's not going to just save your life instantly. So you have to work at passive income. Now, for those of you that are listening, if you want to save your life instantly, make some instant cash, quick cash, if there is such a thing, guess what? The best way to do that is to be hands-on. Okay. Which brings me to my next truth. Even if you have the best passive income idea ever, okay, we know that you still have to work at it. The other side to that, though, is that you still have to collaborate and make connections with others. A lot of people that are thriving in the passive income world, they have some really great connections. They have built some amazing relationships with others. They actually have live people that they connect to. A lot of people think that because it's called passive income and because of the World Wide Web, that they can just go on the internet, set something up, and put an ad on Facebook, and the money's just going to come rolling in. Now, that may have happened for someone. I just haven't met that person yet. So I'm going to say that even if you did that, you still have to work at it. You still have to make connections. You still have to get to know people. You have to have some kind of database. And yes, you can go on Facebook and you can set up an ad, and you may make money from it. I don't know. However, keep in mind, there are thousands of other advertisements or other people advertising out there on Facebook and advertising on Google, advertising on the internet. So they're everywhere. The beautiful part is that we live in a world that's full of people. Okay. So billions and billions. And so the thing is that you can perhaps find a niche where you can set something up and do the work and actually start to get a return on what it is you're doing, a return on your passive income idea. I wanted to do this podcast today and talk about the truth about passive income is because people keep thinking that it's supposed to be easy. And I talk to a lot of people who say, well, you know, wow, you know, you have a podcast and you've got this going and you've got that and it's all online, you know, and they make it sound like, wow, you are so lucky. First of all, I don't believe in luck. Secondly, I do believe in work. And I know we live in this society where everything that we search for the path of least resistance. We search for the areas of life where we don't have to work as hard to make something happen. Everybody wants it to happen now. If they want to lose weight, hey, give me a pill or give me something that's going to make me drop X number of pounds within 30 days. Or, hey, passive income, I need lots of money within 30 days. So, I'm going to buy this program and I'm going to set it up and boy, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be super rich. And the truth of the matter is because we look for those things, we're going to find them. However, we're going to be disappointed in the long run. If you want to save time, you want to maximize on creating a type of passive income that will work for you, then you want to actually put some thought into it. And that's another truth, is that it's going to take some you're going to have clarity and a solid plan before you just decide that, wow, I saw this webinar and I'm super excited about what this person is saying. You know, you want to think it through and see where it fits. Now, you may not be able to see from beginning to end, but you know where you want to end. You know where you want, what you want out of this passive income journey. And so you still have to put some thought into it. But before I get too far off into this, further along, I want to go back and finish my thought. And what I was saying about if you wanted to make money really quickly. If you want to make money fast, passive income is not the way to do it. Now, when passive income kicks in, oh yeah, now you can kind of relax a little bit and it's not as hard. It's not hard work as being just openly pursuing or aggressively pursuing an income. But the quickest way for you to make a dollar or two is to actually be in sales, understand sales, and to connect with live human beings. Nobody can cut you a check faster than a live human being. And so you want to find a way to connect to those people. And the point that I'm making is that you don't want to put all of your eggs in the passive income basket initially. And I wanted to address that because there are a lot of people who run businesses and they work at home and they think this is the way for me to go. No matter what, I encourage you to attend workshops, to go to conferences And this is where you're going to connect with people where you can learn some things, or people who can connect you to other people. And who knows, then they can go to your website and purchase what you have to offer. So you still are, you don't ever want to kind of give up the thought or the idea that you don't have to go out into the world and connect with people, that you can sit and stare at your computer and make money all day long. Now, it's possible for you to do that. The point that I'm getting to is that it takes time. It's not going to be done overnight. So don't put all your eggs in that passive income box until you're ready. There are some really heavy hitters out there in the passive income world. They're teaching passive income, and a lot of what they're teaching is super brilliant. But if you listen to, especially those that have podcasts, but if you listen to their podcasts, one of the things that you're going to discover is the people that they bring onto their podcasts, a lot of those people aren't in a passive income business. And so the point I'm making is that even the people who have the passive income podcast, they will tell you they had to put in a lot of hands-on up front before things just took off and started working for them. And they had to connect with other people. And because a lot of the guests that they have on their podcasts, or that they introduce you to, or a lot of the products that they introduce, these are products from people who are actually producing something hands-on. So keep that in mind as you start to put together your 2020 plan. If your goal is to not say work as hard, have to go from door to door, and people don't go door to door anymore. So I don't mean that literally. I mean that in a figurative sense, door to door, meaning you have to go from person to person to person to get the monies that you're after. Then keep in mind that initially, yeah, you might have to, you know, become that be that salesperson. I think people want to go into a business where they can have established passive income. It's because a lot of people don't like openly aggressively selling. And what I would say to you is learn to sell. When you learn the mechanics of good salesmanship, then what's going to happen is you're not going to feel so threatened by it. You're not going to think that you're not capable of making it happen. So you're going to be more confident, and you're not going to wish you could stay behind the computer, stay behind the scenes, and not actually reach out to people and help them. So you want to consider these things, and you have to ask, why are you really going into this particular passive income business, whatever area that you choose to pursue to create this passive income? If it's just for money, I can tell you it's going to be more labor intensive than you expected. Because when we do things for money, we're doing it in desperation, and we're not doing it from a standpoint of fun, from excitement, from happiness, from wanting to contribute, from wanting to use our gifts. So we're using it because, hey, we want to survive. So when you go into survival mode, and anytime you're in survival mode, everything becomes labor intensive. Everything feels like it's taking forever to happen. So I wanted to just talk about, take a moment and talk about the truth about passive income, because I get a lot of questions about passive income, and people ask me, because I'm on the internet, because I have the podcast, and they're always asking me, wow, you know, this must be really easy. Oh man, no, it's not. I have to work at this. And not only that, I do live workshops. I love it. Next year, I'm doing a couple of live conferences that I'm going to put together. These are little mini, I call them mini conferences, because they're not like the mega conferences that you might attend. And so it's going to be a really nice group of people that come together for a common goal. And we're going to have some fun with that. And people are going to learn how to increase their income. They're going to learn a lot of things, which, by the way, since I'm talking about that, if you guys want to be sure that you get information as to what's going on with our conferences and what we have to offer, what we're going to offer you in 2020, just go ahead and register to receive our newsletter. And you can get the newsletter just as easily as texting the word power up to the number 42828. So just get in touch with us or connect with us and we'll send you that information. But understand this, under no circumstances should you ever think that you don't have to connect or collaborate or be with people who, be around people who can help you further your passive income cause. I think that's all I have for you guys on this Thriving Thursday. And so I want you to enjoy your weekend and do life with power.